Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Elizabeth Alex, filling in for Steve Kraske. For anyone who follows the news in Kansas City, it will come as no surprise that our community has a serious problem with violence, especially in the Troost corridor east to I-435. But over the past few years, the violence has spread to places that are not accustomed to it. Brookside, the Plaza. Neighborhood Scout, a website targeted primarily to homebuyers, says that Kansas City, overall, is safer than only 4% of the cities in the U.S. What are the reasons? Well, there are many. Poverty and kids growing up in a world without hope are a couple of the standard lines of thought. That's the problem. Today, we'll talk about solutions, at least an attempt to chip away at the problem. Joining us now is Eric Dickinson, president of Urban Ranger Corps, and Naji Clarkson. He's a junior at University Academy, and he has been an Urban Ranger for the past couple of summers. But first, I want to say we just listened to the president speak and to the prayer service. It's been a tough week for Americans. It's been a lot of bad news. So I'm really kind of glad that we're talking about something hopeful and something that we can all do and all get involved with right here in our own community, even if we can't do something about what happened to Boston. So, Eric, I want to ask you, Urban Rangers, founded by Father John Wanless, who worked in the Urban Corps for several years, saw firsthand the problems kids are up against, but he saw tremendous potential. You took over for him last July. What did you see that made you take on this job?
I saw a lot of young people that just really needed hope. Father Wanless is, he grew up in blue collar Pittsburgh and felt like in his neighborhood, the men in the neighborhood helped the young men learn to do different things, work on cars, work with their hands. And as he took on his first parish at 60th and Swope Parkway, he didn't see that in those young men. He didn't see anyone helping those young men learn how to do those types of things in that neighborhood. And that's how the program got started.
I do want to let people know if they have a question or a comment, we'd like to hear it. They can call us at 816-235-2888. Again, that's 816-235-2888. Now, you're probably no stranger to some of the crime statistics we have here in Kansas City, especially we have a murder rate that really is disproportionate to our population. So much of that, if you look on these maps, it shows it kind of concentrated a lot in that Troost area. What can the Urban Rangers do about that? And maybe explain in part of your answer what the Urban Rangers actually do.
Well, the Urban Rangers is designed to help young men navigate through high school and finish high school with choices, being able to decide what it is they want to do with their lives. And what can help with the murder rate is just giving young people hope, giving them the opportunity to realize they can do anything that they want. They want to work hard for it.
And what do you do in the Urban Rangers program?
In our Urban Rangers program, we do a work program throughout the summer. And after the summer, we do our school year program where we come out and visit with the young men to check on their grades, check on their progress, and just make sure they're advancing through high school and getting to where they want to be in life, whether it's to go to college, go to the military, or just leave high school and start working.
And Naji, you've been in the program for what, a couple of years now?
1 year.
1 year. Why did you sign up?
I signed up to be an Urban Ranger because I saw it as an opportunity to not only be a leader in my community, but also to get involved with different people and just, you know, connect with different people to help me with my future and help me with the foundation as a young man.
Now, can you roughly tell me what neighborhood you live in?
I live in the upper, the lower 60s, right off the highway.
And tell me about your neighborhood.
Well, I grew up in a neighborhood where it was kind of rough, but not really. And growing up with both parents, I kind of was shielded, you know, from the negative sides of being in a rough neighborhood. But, I mean, you still, as you get older, you still, you know, notice certain things and you see stuff and you learn different things. And
like what things do you notice?
You definitely notice the crime rate, the level of, like, bad things that's going on. And it's like rather the negative sides of the things that go on in our society opposed to the positive things.
And is Naji a typical kid in the Urban Rangers program?
He is. I would say our poster child for what we do. He exactly right in the sweet spot of what we're trying to do in that neighborhood.
Naji, you're running a marathon this weekend? Or did you just learn about that? Did you just find out you're running a marathon?
No, I've been knowing that I was running in the marathon, but I didn't know it was so soon.
You guys, you have the Urban Rangers doing a lot of different things, Eric. I mean, I know I've seen a lot of news coverage of them, but they seem like they're marching a lot.
We do. We have them out doing a lot of things like that. Part of our orientation is a 2 mile hike, then there's a 4 mile hike, and you will see Rangers out, as you see him smiling now, out walking through the plaza, different neighborhoods. Normally, when you see them out like that, they're normally in groups of teams. So you see them in large groups out walking and marching.
And what do they do? Are they helping rehab homes? What's kind of work are they doing? And they do get paid, right?
Yes, they do. Each ranger will make approximately $2,000 for the summer. The work crews that we had last summer, we had a crew that painted houses. We had a crew that worked on trails in Swope Parkway. We had another crew that worked on cabins in Camp Lake of the Woods. And we had another general operating crew that just did different odd jobs in the community, just helping elderly people or people with their homes.
All right. And once again, if you have a question or a comment about the Urban Rangers, you can give us a call. The number is 816-235-2888. Once again, that's 816-235-2888. So please give us a call if you want have a question. Do you think, Eric, you know, we were just talking about a story on the front page of the Kansas City Star this morning about crime and the Urban Corps, and there's an effort to get tough. Do you think the Urban Rangers can make a difference in the crime rate in Kansas City?
Definitely. I think we can make a difference by, again, helping young people have hope. One of the things that leads to crime, as you and I discussed, was lack of education, lack of resources, and the Urban Rangers program is helping them get education and helping them with resources. A lot of crime is basically down to the necessity of money. You hate to say that, but if more people were able to have jobs and have skills, they'd be less likely to do violent crimes or do those types of things. And we're helping young men get those kind of skills.
Najee, you're nodding your head as he's saying some of this. Is that what you see in the neighborhoods that you've been familiar with?
Absolutely. I feel like when it comes down to it, most of the crimes that occur do come down to money. And it's like, as an Urban Ranger, I feel like we can be a role model to the up-and-coming people that will fill our shoes one day. You know, I feel like we are someone that someone younger than us can look up to. I feel like if they see us doing, you know, positive things in the neighborhood, that will enforce them, you know, be like, yeah, I want to be like them. You know, I want to do positive things as well, because I see what it gets. It gets me positive things to do positive things. And the negative aspect, you know what I'm saying, it's just like, I can't think of the word. It's not long-term satisfaction.
Yeah.
It's temporary satisfaction.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, my friend, Sister Berta Saylor, who runs Operation Breakthrough, has said to me that if you don't have an education and you live in some of these neighborhoods, you've got one really job opportunity, and that's to sell drugs. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, but I feel like it comes from who's been teaching you these your values.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you grow up where people that always teach you, like, no, you need to, I know you coming from this neighborhood, but, you know, there's better things out there. There's better things for you to do other than to sell drugs. And I feel like if you come from somewhere where it's like all you know is to sell drugs, you're more prone to sell drugs because it's like it's more accessible to you.
Right. Are there temptations? Are there people out there kind of looking to recruit?
Absolutely. But it's all about your willpower.
Eric, Najee mentioned the word values. Is that something, and I'm guessing you're going to say yes, but I'd like you to elaborate a little bit about values with Urban Rangers.
Yeah, I think it's very important that we establish the value system and get the young men to understand what's important, and helping them to value their neighborhoods, helping them understanding that they can make a difference. And as Najee was saying, they are role models for our younger kids. A lot of times, if their younger kids don't have anyone to look up to, they turn to doing things that they really shouldn't. That's what's very important to us. And as he's nodding his head, it's very important to get our teenagers to look at our younger children and help them be role models, let them understand that what they do at 15 or 16 is really important to a 7 or 8 year old. And I think they don't realize, or a lot of younger people don't realize, the impact they would have on a younger generation.
Yeah. Well, we do have some phone calls here. We have someone from Kansas City, Missouri. Jack, you're on the air. What's your question?
Wow, this is really great, the show you're having today. I was curious about the Urban Rangers as far as their work in Swope Park. You know, you said that he worked on the trails in Swope Park as well as Camp Lake of the Woods. You know, I'm really curious because I used to be part of the staff up there at Camp Lake of the Woods. As far as I know, it was closed down for the city. What is Camp Lake of the Woods' function at this point?
I'm not sure what it functions as. I know last summer we helped build some trails up there and help paint and do screens on the cabins. As far as I know, it's still open. I know I used to work for the Boy Scouts, and we used to use that camp a couple times a year for different events. So as far as I know, it's still operational. We're planning to work on that again this summer. As far as I know, I wasn't aware that it had any issues.
No, I was super happy to hear that you guys are doing this because it's an incredible part of our city as far as the opportunities it could offer to the youth here. And the work you're doing is great. Unfortunately, that obviously is a situation that is just purely just for rental, for Boy Scouts or whoever else wants to use it. It no longer is something for the kids here in Kansas City, and that's unfortunate. Mm. But you're doing great work. I want to really compliment you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. Well, I wanted to ask you a little question. I wanted you to respond to this, and this sort of speaks to some of the attitudes, the perceptions of people who don't live in the urban core. And I'm just going to read. I just printed off some comments to an opinion column by Yale Abahaka from the Kansas City Star, and he's talking about the crime rate in Kansas City. And this is just a comment saying, listen to gangster rap. You'll know how they think. You have the guts to leave the area and start over. Takes courage. Another person says, you have to have the will to succeed in life, not live off welfare lines. And somebody else says, yes, just give the people a long truce paseo, big block grant, and all this crime will stop. Is there an issue, a problem in perception that these kids who are growing up in these neighborhoods want to live this way or want to have these issues that they have to fight against or that their parents are happy with it?
I think some of it is stereotypic. I think that, honestly, we don't have a lot of Najis on television. We don't have a lot of the good things that you see that are going on in the neighborhood. So I think some people, with the lack of education or lack of knowledge of the area, they see a few kids that get in trouble and they just paint the whole neighborhood as that's what's going on. But there's a lot of good things going on here in the core of the city. I just don't think it gets publicized enough.
Do you find the parents of the kids you work with, do they want the same things for their kids as somebody maybe in South Johnson County does?
Yes. I think everyone wants the best for their children. I think everyone wants them to have all the opportunities that are out there. America is that place that you can be anything that you want. And I think most parents really want that. I just think that sometimes you have limited options. And when you have limited options, you just don't know what you don't know. And I think this program is one of the many programs here in the city that helps children or help young people learn more about what's out there. There's kids here in the core of the city that's never gone to the Negro Leagues Museum. There's kids that have never gone to the art museum. There's things here right in their backyard that they've never gone to see. And it's just the lack of resources sometimes, or just sometimes you just don't know what you don't know.
That's a good way to put it. I've never run a marathon either, so you're ahead of me on that. Way ahead.
He's only going to run a 5K. Let's not give him that much credit.
Okay. We have one more call from Shelton in Kansas City, Missouri. You still there, Shelton? If you are, you're on the air.
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
The reason why I'm calling, I'm looking at your Facebook page as well as your website. And my concerning question was, I've known about the Urban Rangers, great program, but has your application deadline for future or young or new Urban Rangers, has that passed?
Yes, our deadline was April 12th.
Okay.
So for maybe 2014.
2014.
You may be watching for that.
Yes.
2014. Okay, then. Well, that's a year from now, so we'll do.
All right.
Thank you. That was my only question, and you have a great day.
Thank you,
Shelton. You too. Najee, let's talk about your parents. Did they encourage you to be a ranger? Did they make you be a ranger, or did you want to do it yourself? Was this your decision?
No, it was absolute encouragement from my parents, but I made the initial step to say, hey, I would like to, you know, because I also have a family member in the Urban Rangers, and he was telling me about it, and I was like, well, that's, you know what I'm saying, it seems very positive, and, you know, so Pretty much anything positive that I bring up, or, you know, a new idea or anything creative, my parents always pretty much support me in anything I want to do, and, you know, give me their input, their ideas, and, you know, just sort of guide me to keep me on the right track.
Is it hard? I have only perception of what I've seen in news video, but it looks like they're kind of like, you know, military.
It's not military. We're very strict on the fundamentals of teaching young men about becoming men, you know. So I wouldn't say it's easy, but it's not hard. You know, it's all about your, like we said earlier, your values. So.
And what role does discipline play in the Urban Ranger Corps? Either one of you guys can take this question.
Discipline takes a big, big role. It's still a job, but it's also more than that. It's just like becoming a leader, you know. And if you can't be disciplined enough to, you know, listen and receive criticism and receive help, and it's just like, what are you going to do? Because it's like the world is going to criticize you, and needs you. Your discipline is a big factor in your life when it comes to what is known as the real world. So
that's a good point, Eric. We've seen or heard of kids, I guess, had kids leave the program, then come back, leave and come back. Is that part of the way you do business, is that you keep giving them other chances?
We've had a couple that have come back. One of our most successful Rangers, Raymond Banks, is a young man who joined the program, had some issues with us, left the program, came back, I believe, the next summer or the summer after that, went on to Missouri Valley to be student body president, studied in London, getting ready to graduate this May, is going to become a minister. A great testimony of just sticking to it. We're actually going through applications right now. There's a young man that we're probably going to take back that had some issues, but seems to have his life back in order. So there are some times that we take a second chance on young men, because sometimes we're their last choice, so our last bit of hope. So we try to do that when we can.
So this is not Urban Rangers is not necessarily a linear step by step. It's kind of sometimes you just got to work with them, is what I'm hearing you say.
Yes, definitely.
Najee, what is it you want to do with your life, and has the Urban Rangers helped you figure that out?
Well, I plan to, after high school, I plan to attend a university for international business and marketing. And it's crazy because I was just talking to Mr. Dickinson about this in the car, and it's just like how he and I were having a conversation about it, and he was just like, yeah, I could see you doing that, you know, and they really support me in whatever I do, you know. So whatever, it's just like my parents, they're just like parents away from home, and whenever an idea or something that comes up, they find a way for me to get it done. They find a way for it to be presented to me, you know, to know different things that I didn't know before.
Where do you get your funding, Eric?
We do major fundraisers here in town. We have some individuals and corporations, foundations. Our big dinner is in October. We raise probably $100,000 on that dinner, but the rest of it is just good old-fashioned fundraising.
Yeah, we know what that's about. So you don't have any government funds that you're dependent on?
We're a United Way agency. We do have some block grant money from the city to help us do some things, but primarily no.
And how many kids are you serving?
Right now, we finished last year with about 55. Our goal this summer is to grow that to 150. We're going to increase it by adding 7th and 8th graders. Our plan is to start younger with about 50 young men in our program. Our goal is to one day make this program be K-12, but we're doing it in little steps. So right now we're adding 7th and 8th graders this coming summer. My feel is that the younger we start, the better off we'll be, because by the time a young man is 16 or 17, some bad habits have already crept in, and it's harder to break those. So we're trying to start younger this summer.
Okay, and one more question. What do you think are the biggest challenges you're facing once these Rangers start working?
I think our biggest issue would be more funding, so we could have more kids in the program, more young men in the program. But right now, our hopes is to get to 150 young men this summer, and we're well on our way to doing that.
All right. Najee, thank you so much. I knew I was going to say your name wrong at some point. You are a dream to interview. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And good luck to you. Good luck in this 5K you just learned about.
Right.
He's a junior. Najee Clarkson, a junior at University Academy, a Corps member. And Eric Dickinson is president of Urban Ranger Corps. And give us your website one more time in case
it's,
you need to check it out.
It's www.urckc.org.
All right. Thanks to both of you gentlemen for
being
with us today.